Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will almost definitely vote, but I'll be living in another country, so, but I think I can still vote, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. So just to make sure, would you say that you will stick to the 50-50, probably vote, or definitely vote?
I'd say definitely vote. It's most
definitely
likely.
Vote. Thank you. May I ask you, what's your age, or you prefer not to say?
I'm 20, but I'll be 24 by the election. Oh, sorry, 21 by the election. My bad.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, are you dissatisfied, or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which
about
the
what,
country...
About
what, sir? Generally speaking.
The direction of the country?
Yeah.
That's a tough question. I'd say, you know, it's in a shit position right now, but generally the last 4 years. I'm optimistic. Let's just put it like that. But we got a lot of catching up to do.
Okay. So just sticking to the options, would you say very satisfied? Would you say satisfied? Would you say dissatisfied? Or would you say
I'll say fairly satisfied, like the middle positive option.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Have you heard about the National Education Association, or NEA?
No, I haven't.
I haven't never heard. Okay. Have you heard about the woke culture or wokeism?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And how do you feel toward it? Would you from 0 to 100?
I would say I have no feelings towards it.
No feelings. Okay. Have you, I know you do, but it's just part of the process. Have you heard about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I've heard of Joe Biden, yeah.
Okay, how do you feel your time from 0 to 100?
40.
40, thank you. Have you, how do you feel towards the charter schools?
That's a good one. I don't think I can answer that. I think it varies too much from charter school to charter school. But I think as a system for the future, I'm not very optimistic about it, so I think we should go in other directions. That being said, though, the directions I want to go probably aren't very achievable. I don't know, like 30, I guess.
30, thank you.
Something like that.
How do you feel about the U.S. Department of Education?
I don't have any strong feelings.
Okay, so would you be able to rate it, or you have no opinion about it?
I mean, if I would rate it, I guess it'd be like a 50, like no opinions, I'd say. I have no opinions that you can put on a number scale.
Okay, no opinion scale, 50. Okay, how do you feel about the organization Moms for Liberty?
The what?
Moms for Liberty.
I don't know that one.
You don't know about that one? Okay. How do you feel about the public school teachers?
Public school teachers?
Yeah.
I feel pretty positively about them. I mean, they're giving their lives for the children. Very admirable. Not the best paid, you know. Nobody's doing it for the money, you know?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I think they're generally doing it for the right reasons. So like 80, 90.
Well, it's totally up to you. Just let me know which.
I'll do 85.
85. Thank you. How do you feel with public schools from 0 to 100?
It's hard to answer that because, like, how do I feel about public schools? I don't know. I mean, they're necessary, but, you know, they're underfunded for sure. So I think I'll do undecided on that one, like no opinion.
No opinion. Okay.
I don't want to sway it either way.
Okay. Thank you. I know you do, but have you heard about Donald Trump?
Yes.
And how would you rate your feelings towards him from 0 to 100?
I'll do a 4.
4. Okay. Okay, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's just fair? Or would you say it's poor?
I'll say, compared to other public schools, I'll say like a 64. 63.
Oh, actually, the scale in this case will are options. The option is excellent, it's good, it's just fair, or it's poor.
Which I'll say just fair. Just fair.
Just fair. Okay. Thank you. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
I don't think, in terms of like educating students, I don't think there's really, I mean, it just depends too much on the charter schools. That's the thing with them. It's like, I'd say most charter schools that do a terrible job probably close for you. I don't know. I'll say, what are the options? Like, is it just either or?
Well, it says public schools somewhat or much better, or charter schools somewhat or much better.
I'll just do an undecided for that one, I think.
Okay. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic, okay? You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first topic is, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
0.
Sorry?
0.
0?
Yeah, 0.
Okay. The next topic is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. From 0 to 10, how important is it?
I'll say 8.
8. Thank you. The next topic is trustfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
9.
Thank you. The next topic is embrace American values and be proud American citizens. From 0 to 10,
0.
How
0.
0? Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, it's fine. The next one is, the next topic is become more organized and have a structure. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
Say 6.
6. Thank you. The next topic is our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important do you think it is?
7.
7, thank you. Okay, would you say, this is a different part, would you say that your estate spends just about the right amount, it spends too much, or doesn't spend enough on public school education?
Doesn't spend enough.
Not enough. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No. I've been out of the country.
Thank you.
Or out of my state, at least.
Oh, no, it's okay. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT?
From a scale of 1 to 10?
No. Well, the options are a lot, the other one is a little, and the other one is nothing at all.
A little.
There you go. Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politicals with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot? Would you say a little?
A little.
Or would you say a little? Okay.
A little.
Okay. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following three statements. The first statement says public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Teachers, the next statement says teachers are professionals who can be trusted or decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I didn't fully hear it, but as you said, a parent shouldn't be fully able to dictate a school's curriculum. I agree with that.
Okay. The other part says teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children.
I think those are two different questions, so I'll just do a no answer. I don't think I can
It's okay. I mean, your opinion is what we want, so thank you for that. Yeah. The other statement is says teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with us?
I would agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
I'd say strongly, the way that question is phrased.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of four ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, either you support or oppose them, okay?
Yeah.
The first idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Support?
I don't want to answer that. I don't think I have a strong opinion about that.
Okay.
So I don't want to play.
It's totally fine. Thank you for that. Yep. The next idea says protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose that?
I'm sure I support teachers' right to talk about sexuality, gender, and race. Is that a question?
I didn't get what you said. Can you repeat it, please?
The question was what? I support teachers' right to freedom of speech to talk about gender, race, and sex.
Well, actually, one of the things that I cannot do is explain. I just can't read the
statement. Gotcha.
To reread it? I can totally reread it if you want to.
No, that's okay. I think I understand the question. It's just, the way it's phrased, it's like, freedom of speech. But by making freedom of speech stronger for teachers, even if that's my goal, is to make them able to talk about gender, sex, and race, it could also be used for other things, like, to have racist beliefs, for example. It can be the opposite of each of those. So I think it's better that there are some restrictions. So I would say I disagree, even though I would agree with their right to talk about sex, gender, and race. So I'll say disagree.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
I think strongly at that point.
Okay. Thank you. The next
questions are there? I only have a couple minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We have reached the 78%, so we're about to finish. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So the next idea says increasing discipline in school. Would you support it or oppose it?
Oppose.
Oppose somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. The next idea says making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you oppose or support that?
Oppose.
It's somewhat strongly.
Strongly.
Thank you. The next idea says adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Sure. The next idea says, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you oppose or support that?
I can't answer that, because ethnic studies, that could be so many different things. It depends on what it is, like qualitatively. So I'd say I can't answer.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K-12 curriculum or not? Or do you oppose?
Do I support the opposition to them, or do I support them? What was it? Sorry, the end.
No, let me read it. Okay. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I support strongly.
Okay, strongly support. Thank you. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing. Okay? The first argument says, his or her teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove a part that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Would you say this is, how convincing do you think is it from 0 to 10?
I'll say 7.
7. Thank you. The next argument says, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. The students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, and a skill that colleges and employers value. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this is?
10.
Thank you. We don't allow experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matters. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this is?
3.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements, okay? The first statement is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I put me down as agree. Obviously, you know, there's just some more to talk about. Like, you have to do it in certain ways,
sure,
but you're not going to write that down. So just put me down as agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I'll say strongly, the way the question is phrased.
Okay, thank you. The last statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dedicate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Oh, sure. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree strongly.
Strongly agree. Okay. Thank you. Okay, this is it about the questions about the survey, that the last few questions are statistically purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed or started? Please stop me when you find your category, okay? The first one says from 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate.
I have some college.
Some college,
I haven't completed my college degree.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. The next question says, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Are you retired? Are you disabled? Are you unemployed? Are you a student? Or are you a homemaker?
Employed, I guess.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Are you single? Are you separated? Are you divorced? Or are you widow?
Single.
No, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else, I guess.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I have no children.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess very liberal is the best way to put it.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month?
Never.
Never, okay. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is someone born evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Nobody is.
Does not apply, okay. Is someone an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Yes, two people.
Yeah. Does that include you?
No.
Okay.
My mom and my stepdad.
Oh, okay. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban? Is it suburban? Or is it rural?
Technically, I live out of the country now, so probably just don't put me down.
Okay. That's it. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate your time and patience.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.